Growing up is never easy. There are many stages along the way. VOA's Ray Kugel tells us about a movie which takes an unconventional look at how it's done.
A popular board game for children is one called Perfection. Players must match 25 pieces with 9 different shapes into a pop-up tray. Before it springs up to end the game in just 1 minute. Using the game and the literal meaning of the word perfection is the idea behind a film of the same name. It is an imaginative view of how Asian Americans cope with the approach and perception of getting ahead. The film called Perfection focuses on the maturing of an Asian American female from infancy through childhood, teenage years, college graduation, and motherhood, all in the span of 6.5 minutes. Musical talent with a violin is a key part of her growth, with competitive pressures to succeed artistically and academically in a race against the ever-present march of time. Writer-director Karen Lin's film Perfection has no dialogue, yet manages to make its point vividly. I spoke with Lin, a Taiwanese-American based in Seattle, Washington, about her motivation to make the movie and how the game Perfection was the catalyst.
While I was in grad school, I sort of felt like life was just trying to achieve a lot of these little points, like graduate high school, graduate college, graduate graduate school, you know, find a boyfriend so you can get married, all these little markers, right? And so one morning I was just sitting there, and I used to play that game Perfection when I was young. And it just popped in my mind. I was like, gosh, my life is kind of like that game, and there's a time pressure.
What is the film trying to say about Asian perfection?
It's meeting expectations, whether it's your parents' expectations or your own expectations. I made the film because I wanted to express sort of the pressures I feel sometimes from the expectations I have and trying to achieve that perfection. A lot of people have these expectations of Asian Americans being sort of the model minority and always performing really well. And no one ever realizes that underneath all that, they've been really trained by their parents or by social pressures around them to sort of put more effort into things. And so they do excel. And I think I sort of wanted to express that.
Is there a metaphor then by using the game and showing life unfold as you did?
Definitely. The game is a metaphor for life. I think like that's each piece of the puzzle is sort of basically like each moment of the life. You have to finish elementary school and you've got to play violin and win that award. And each one is like a piece of the puzzle. And that's kind of what I was trying to convey with the film, was that as a baby, she's taught by her mother to sort of place those pieces in. And then as she gets older, she herself is playing the game and placing the pieces within the game. And each piece represents like a milestone in her life. As she gets older, the pressure can build up to fulfill all the expectations that are put upon her.
Do you think striving for perfection is a kind of addiction?
It could become that, I guess. I think you're trained at a young age to sort of achieve, and then perhaps that you're looking for that approval. I think I've heard this from a lot of different types of people, whether they're Asian or other, just maybe wanting that approval from your parents. So when each time you do get that approval, perhaps it's something that feeds you in some way. And so then each time become an addiction, I guess.
Is there a theme or message for only Asian American children or others as well?
I think it's a theme for all. Well, I think for Asian Americans that grew up the way I did with parents with high expectations, and, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. I think it actually made me who I am. But I think that they relate very quickly to the film. They instantly see themselves in it. And I've shown it to young 11 to 12-year-olds, and they identify immediately with the film and they understand it. I also have taken it to a lot of film festivals across the country and even across the world. And actually, there have been a lot of people that have related to it that weren't Asian. And actually, I've been sort of surprised because I didn't expect the film to be so well received and also to touch so many people.
Lin made Perfection 10 years ago in black and white and says that was done to give it a timeless feel. It works. Perfection played at 50 film festivals around the world and is a success on YouTube. While the world is far from perfect, Lynn uses just images and sound to deliver a message that continues to resonate, which is perfection of its own. I'm Ray Kugel.
You can view the film Perfection online. Go to youtube.com/ZuzuFilm, ZUZUFILMS. Thank you so much for joining us today on Daybreak Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Steve Norman comes your way next with International Edition on many of these frequencies. Have a wonderful weekend.